Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Breakfast Reading, and I'm your host, Moji from Bayan Barta. Today's episode is about becoming every dog's favorite human. While most dogs love and bond with every member of the family, there's often one person they're especially drawn to. And in some breeds, that draw tends to be stronger than in others. For example, greyhounds often bond strongly with one person, while golden retrievers, poodles, and beagles like to spread the love more equally. The way your dog was socialized as a pup can impact the people she's drawn to later in life. For example, if your dog was exposed primarily to women during her key socialization period, she might bond more closely with the women in the family. But that doesn't mean you're in trouble if you got your dog later in life. The more positive interactions you have with your dog, the more he'll associate you with positivity. So maybe that means you're the chin scratcher or the tennis ball thrower. Dogs tend to bond with the person who's given them the most attention. If you're nervous that the bats you give your dog, the ones he totally hates, will negate all your positive interactions, don't be. Is your dog gonna hate you for taking him to the vet once a year? No. Add treats, massages, and love to the mix. For high-energy dogs, try something like agility courses, hikes, and swims. For older or mellow dogs, try scent tracking or puzzle games. Training is a great way to bond with dogs of every age and energy level. Keep it short, say 15 minutes, and don't forget the treats. It might seem like a last-ditch effort to become your pet's favorite, but being the family member who feeds the dog will definitely win you brownie points. You should be the person who makes the food or does something fun like bake dog cookies, so your dog associates you with the treats and the process. Brushing, petting, and belly rubs are other simple ways to make your dog feel loved. It's your turn now. Tell me, what is your favorite pet? Don't forget to leave us a comment and make sure to tune in for our future episodes. Until then, bye-bye.